Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, welcome everyone to The Distraction. It is Tuesday. It's Joseph's last show. I've just been informed of this 10 minutes before the show starts. Thanks for giving me notice. Hi, Joseph.
Goodbye, Jeremy, Joseph. I am mad right now. Where is Savio Vega? Where are my friends from the past as I bid farewell?
This is you it, want folks. Some friends on this show?
No, absolutely not.
Keep I can message people.
Here. No. It's been fun, friends. But today, as of the 15th of December, 2020, I have hit the wall and there is no getting through it. This, what we're about to review, is the end, okay? The end, the finale, the conclusion. I said, oh, Luffy's the season finale. That was funny, right? Well, guess what? Three Ninjas, Death High Noon at Mountain Top is the actual season finale because this film sucked. And not only did it suck, Jeremy, it actually felt like I was sitting there for like 6 hours. And I know. Raw, you watched Raw before. Maybe it's Raw's fault. Fair. All fair. I'm speaking of emotion here, okay? So it's just me, my instinctual reaction. This was painful, Jeremy. We've done this for too long. It's the end. It's finished. It's done.
This is how I typically watch these movies, is I watch them after Raw. This one, I had free time on Sunday, and I watched it on Sunday, so I've forgotten everything that happened in this movie. This is the wrong way to watch these films, is either watch the film first and then watch Raw, or watch Raw and then watch the film. Joel Pearl, this is what happens when... Joel Pearl will be sending my resume for co-host momentarily. This is legitimately, I'm pretty sure Joel is joking, but we just had this conversation off air. Yes. And legitimately, when you do this bit of, oh, show's ending, I'm retiring, I'm done, people will message me and be like, heard you need a new co-host. And like, these are real messages from people who are being serious. And every single time I'm just like, one, the show's not ending. I'm pretty sure Joseph is joking. If he's actually being serious, he's not going to retire at the Three Ninjas Mega Mountain High Noon show. He'll put out a formal statement or something. He'll give me more than 10 minutes heads up if this is our last show. Two, this show's ending if it's not me and Joseph. All right, folks? Like, this show no longer exists if it's not us two. I'm not doing this show with anybody else. So stop sending me resumes or DMs and being like, you need a new co-host. I'm available when we do this shit. Knock it off.
It is telling, though, Jeremy, that it's telling that the foes that I have in this industry, they are that desperate to jump in my grave, right? Like, many men will step upon me, I tell you, Jeremy. But I am staying. This is, you know, my heart is, I'll never do this show again. And I'm about to log off StreamYard right now. But my head knows better. I will be sticking around. However, I do have an announcement to make. If I ever leave this show, it will end. Okay? It will. You're right. It will. That's the right thing to do. However, I would like for you, Jeremy, to rebrand the program as The Distracted a spin-off series, and I would like Joel Pearl to take my place because Joel has been working in the upper mid card now for some years. It'd be nice for him to get a run on top, right?
We can do this. There you okay. go. That's the announcement. If and when this show ever ends, hopefully never, because I really enjoyed doing this show and it saved me a ton this year. If and when Joseph leaves this show, Joel Pearl is the co-host of the spinoff. All right. So stop sending me your resumes. Joel Pearl is the co-host in waiting. Hopefully many, 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 many years. And this never actually has to happen. And I never actually have to do a show with Joel Pearl.
When I am finally employed as a tank commander for a wrestling website, I will give the ball to Joel Pearl and the Distracted podcast. That's the announcement. Okay. I think that's the end of this podcast, Jeremy, right? It's been a great time. Have a good Christmas.
Fun show.
Great show, everybody. Guys. Really enjoyed it. Yes. Look, we're going to have to wait this film. Am I being unfair, Jeremy? This sucked, right? Come on.
I didn't hate it.
Oh, wow.
So here's the reason why I didn't hate it is I love the Three Ninjas movies as a kid. Three Ninjas and Three Ninjas Kick Back. I watched the hell out of those movies when I was a kid. So there was some good nostalgia stuff for me in this film. Without that, I'm assuming you never watched those films. Yes.
Well, yeah. I am the without that you're about to set up. Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
Without that, it's not. If you take away the nostalgia, not a good film at all.
And worst of all is it's not even there's not even a ton of Hogan here.
No, there's really not.
We just sat and watched a kids movie for an hour and a half. And we got 10 minutes of Hulk Hogan and we'd have to do a podcast about it. What is this show? What has it come to? Joel Pearl, do you want this life? Do you want to live this life? Because this is tough. It's a tough life.
Joel Pearl's listening to Elias and on Chasing Glory. I know that one was tough. There was a ton of stories out of that interview. But, I mean, Joel Pearl's, he's gearing up for this life.
I guess
he'll be ready. He'll be ready in 50 years when we're done with this show.
Fair. Very, very fair. When I'm the Wrestle Grimace owner, he'll be ready to step in. Where do we start, Jeremy?
Super chat from JJ. Here to support the stars. 2020 has been great because of this show. So many great laughs while enjoying some movies and wrestling. Thank you, JJ. This show was not, this movie, I should say, was not great. Guys, you can send us super chat, get your question, comment, statement read on air. Go to Fightful.com, subscribe to Fightful Select. We're 6 minutes in. I'll do the plugs now. Subscribe to Fightful Select. All of Joseph has two features coming out this week. Two features. Yeah. He's retiring from features. Everybody DM Sean and be like, heard Joseph's retiring from features. Can I get that spot?
There you go. That's it. Everyone's just waiting for me to fall, Jeremy. Yeah. They're waiting for me to pack it in and give it up. It's not happening. Okay. I'll be doing them, just not. We'll get to that later. We'll do that later because first we need to talk about 17 ninjas climbing at the mountaintop. Don't we? That's what we need to talk about. Right?
That's what we're here to talk about. Yes.
Yes. And this is the fourth Three Ninjas film.
Is it? I definitely remember the first two. I didn't know there was a third one.
Okay. Well, either way, were the other films also called High Noon at the Mountaintop?
No, the first one was just Three Ninjas. The second one was Three Ninjas Kick Back. The third one was apparently Three Ninjas Knuckle Up. I have no recollection of Knuckle Up. But
well, what dork, Jeremy. How do you not know Three Ninjas Knuckle Up?
This doesn't sound good at all. But yeah, I don't remember Knuckle Up at all.
Well, I'd like you to know that my research told me this is widely considered to be the worst of those four films. So
makes sense.
That's very fitting for us. There is an elephant in the room that we will tackle now and we will never return to. Okay? We'll do it now because it's the right thing to do. There are three kids in this film, three ninjas, right? Makes sense.
Yes.
The youngest of these ninjas is called what, Jeremy?
The youngest is Tum Tum.
Okay.
Yes.
Is the Tum Tum character built on the fact that he can't speak English? Or to be clear, is that more of an indication that the young actor chosen for this role did not have a great command of the English language? If so, I will not return to this topic. Just please answer that question.
I think it's the latter. I'm trying to recall the first two films. He did struggle a little bit speaking from what I remember. So I think that's a character choice for this particular man.
Okay, that's good. That's good. As a follow up, what percentage of these lines could you understand or make out?
I remember him saying that Rocky loves Jennifer. Remember that line?
Yeah.
He was always very angry. He was upset. He wanted to go to High Noon on Mega Mountain, and with the that was his line, right?
It was. Yeah, that was one of the lines.
Jim Dragon. That's how I would speak.
Yes, that's exactly it. We've done it. We've tackled it. It's move on. Okay. So they're training. They're doing the ninja thing, right? And then they're growing.
Yeah, the grandfather Mori, who taught them to be ninjas.
Yes. What?
Yeah, he taught that. He does not have a big role in this film. He has a much bigger role in the first couple. But yeah, he's just depressed. He's like, oh, they're growing up, even though they've been the same age for 10 years now through these movies.
Yes. They've outgrown him, and he's upset about it, and God only knows what. They go off. They go home, right? And one of them, I believe it's the troubled Tum Tum, is watching the television set, and he is watching the Hulk Hogan. He is not Hulk Hogan. It's Hulk Hogan playing a different TV character, and he's kicking ass with funny hair. Right, Dave Jeremy?
It's Dave Dragon. He's a ninja on the television.
Thank you. He suddenly, like, to wrap up this show, he just turns around and starts talking to the camera about how America doesn't believe in heroes anymore and has been cancelled. And, like, my initial, as I watched it after watching Raw, I was like, oh, my. This is what Raw is going to do in 2045. This is going to be it. John Cena is going to be like 70, and he's going to be like, guess America's done with heroes, huh? It's been fun, guys. See you on Dynamite. And that'll be it. That's the only explanation. This is like, is this as bizarre as it felt to me in the middle? Because it's like, oh, look, this awesome ninja guy. My show's canceled. America's dead.
I did not think about Raw because I was a day before Raw. You were immediately after Raw. I did think about just wrestling in general, though, when Hulk Hogan is just standing there being like, America hates heroes. We're done. Ratings are down. Just people are tuning out. This is it. This is the end of the show. And I thought about, like, yeah, wrestling could do this exact same promo and it wouldn't feel weird at all. Like, I did fully expect it. Did take me back to Nitro of, like, if Hulk Hogan just came out on Nitro and been like, ratings are down, guys. We tried. We 83 weeks, guys, we were on top. Then, you know, people just stopped tuning in. Unfortunately, this is the end of our program. And that was their big sign off. And they're like, yeah, it makes sense. I get it.
This may be the alternate universe in which the NWO doesn't happen. Hall and Nash never come. And Hogan just does the babyface thing until the end. Right. And this is it. This is farewell. It's just, I don't know. It's a strange moment. It would rule, by the way, if the wrestling industry came to a halt and the excuse given was America has given up on heroes. That would be a tremendous play. But that's the rare highlight in this film, is that speech, which I should have used as the speech for my retirement earlier. By the time this film ended, that felt like weeks ago. So there you go. Anyway, whatever.
Tum Tum wants to go to Mega Mountain, which is a theme park. He wants to go there for his birthday, and Rocky is the oldest kid and Colt is the middle kid. Rocky does not want any responsibility for this fucking child. He wants to hang out with his girlfriend. His girlfriend, by the way, we do have a message from Dole Whips and Mickey Bars in the chat. Does Rocky still love Emily? Joseph, I know you don't get that reference because, and this is from the first films, Rocky loves Jennifer in this film. Even though Rocky is not aged at all, he appears to be actually younger than he was 10 years before when this first film was made. He now has a new girlfriend named Jennifer. I don't know what happened to Emily, but Rocky now loves Jennifer. Very sad. Very sad to lose the relationship of Rocky and Emily. That was a really relationship that defined my childhood.
Well, that does seem sad. I apologize you had to find this out on the Distraction Podcast, but there you go. For anyone else suffering, please DM Jeremy and ask him if you'd like to have my job. Anyway, theme park you mentioned, right?
Yes, they went to a theme park.
Then there's like an invasion of the theme park. And something is being held ransom. I believe the whole theme park is.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, this plot actually fucking rules, I thought. Where these, I don't even know, like, what they just wanted money, I think. Like, they just wanted money. And so her name is Medusa. I don't know what her real name is, but the character name is Medusa.
I don't know her work name, brother.
Oh, it's Lonnie Anderson. She seems to be like a big star. And she's won 3 Golden Globes, 2 Emmy nominations. So she did something important before she was reduced to this fucking film. So Medusa and her gang of merry men come and take over this theme park. I love this plot because take over the theme park, hold it for ransom. The things they do are like, we'll just spin this shit out of control if you don't give us money. Like the little thing that goes up and around and all this stuff. Yeah, we're going to make that thing go 50 miles per hour unless you give us money. Your little go-karts, what do you call them? Bumper cars? We'll turn the turbos up on those and just make them go wild unless you give us this money. Awesome. Like if you're going to do, somebody's calling. Somebody else loves this plot. That's how the theme park is going to be held for ransom here. That's what this phone call is. I actually really love the plot of holding a theme park for ransom. An entire theme park, Joseph.
Would you have liked it more if it wasn't established 10 minutes into the film and then never was expanded or developed from there, and it was just an hour and a half of them trying to solve that issue?
Yes, it would have been much better. That they lost the plot very quickly. I don't know what it turned into after this.
Jeremy, I have good news.
Okay. Do you have a game?
I have a game. Who has been in the news this week, Jeremy? Off the top of your head, what's your instinctual answer to that? I'm very interested.
Like the wrestling news, yes, or like the
wrestling news. Color within those lines, thank you.
I don't know. A lot of people have been in the news this week.
A certain announcer.
Sting. Oh,
certain announcer. Oh, take.
Jimothy, right? Ross.
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, I just want to make clear, I do agree with Jim. I said this on Twitter. I think if AEW did 4 less dives on Dynamite, my estimations are they would draw approximately 26 million viewers each week. It really is the central issue with their product. But anyway, Jim has a favorite wrestler, like we all do. Right, Jeremy, your favorite wrestler is...
Ricky Starks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot what you'd done a baby face turn. Now, my favorite wrestler is Big Van Bob, right? Yes. Oh, sorry, the Fiend Bray Wyatt, of course. Jim Ross' favorite wrestler is Jake Hager.
True.
Today's game, Hulk or Hager? Here we go.
Oh, god damn.
Better hair, Hulk or Hager?
In this film? Or
your choice. You can pick your whatever you consider to be the prime of a man's hair, those two men in particular, ideally.
Hulk has some good hair in this film. Do you remember when he wore this on Nitro? He wore this wig on Nitro, and then Randy Savage took it from him. And Savage
War. Havoc, right? Didn't they do it like a pay-per-view main event?
Yeah, it was built around this match. Or it was built around this film and the hair. It was just built, the whole Savage and Hogan match was built around Hulk Hogan's hairpiece from this film.
Well, there you go. So I assume your answer is Hulk. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hager's never had a pay-per-view main event built around his hair, I don't think.
He's never had a pay-per-view main event, as far as I know. So it's pretty tough. Unless you count Major League Wrestling, of course. Sorry, Colt.
Or Lucha Underground. I don't know if they'd write pay-per-view.
Okay, speaking of hair, do you know where I imagine it, or does Hulk take his wig off at some point in this film?
He does. Yeah, once he gets done, you know, being big star Dave Dragon, he goes backstage and he takes his hair off. And once he gets confronted, so Hulk is at this theme park. That's the point of Tum Tum wanting to go. He's like, I got to see Dave Dragon one last time. And so he does the Dave Dragon thing and he goes backstage, takes his hair off. And he gets kidnapped, I guess, or commandeered and by one of the henchmen. By the way, this henchman, his voice, fantastic. It's a grade A voice. You know which one I'm talking about, Joseph.
Not a clue. Not one single idea.
Dude, he looks like the ideal henchman. He's got like a little mustache.
Karrion Kross.
Joel Embiid. Yeah, Karrion Kross.
That was bullshit. We don't bring that on the show. That was complete bullshit. Anyway, moving on. He takes his wig off and then he just wears it for the rest of the film. Nah. Right?
Sometimes.
Isn't he trying to save a whole theme park of children? Why does he have to keep putting his wig back on?
Dude, he sucks as the hero. Jim Varney is the guy I'm talking about. People will know him. He's the voice of Slinky Dog in Toy Story.
Okay.
Yeah. People will know the voice.
You referenced a film, and I was like, I know what that is. Okay.
He's in a lot of shit, but yeah, people will know the voice.
The heels knock him out anyway, right, Hulk?
Yeah.
And this is what my notes say. You have to help me with this. Kids are chased by a big dog. They kick ass and save Hulk Hogan. Explain.
I think that was it. You explained it. I don't remember any of this film, by the way. They do start to three ninja up once they realize that things have gone awry here in this theme park. And they start doing a bunch of Young Buck spots. There's literally a spot where I think it's Colt. He does a leapfrog into a super kick. And you can't tell me that that's not every single Young Bucks match that you've ever seen.
There you go. Okay, Jim. Good point. the fight scenes in this film, Jeremy, they go on for years. Years.
They're good, though, right? There's a lot of ninja stuff. There's a lot of ayahing.
I guess this is where the film's audience, like, it's lost on me, I guess. Is, you know, last week we did the rundown. Rundown?
Yeah, rundown.
Rundown. All right, thank you.
Or El Dorado.
El Dorado. Yes, that was tremendous. Because the audience for that is closer to what I, you know, appear to be, it's, I can sort of buy into the action scenes. Well, there's more gravity to them if I could pretend to care. With this, it's like, I know that nothing fun's going to happen and none of these kids are going to get killed. Right, Jeremy? So it's like, I just have to watch them like doing karate and bullshit like that. It's lame. There's one point, I'll get into it later, there's one point where they have them dead to rights and they let them survive. It's infuriating. This film sucks.
Let's get to murdering kids, because
oh no,
this is one of our favorite things to do on these shows. Kill a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Talk about, not do. We don't do it. Jesus.
On this show, we love killing kids. All right.
Okay.
Once the headphones are down and the microphones are off, we love the kids. But once when we're in,
killing's too far. We just like blunt brutality is all we like. Not death exactly. You've death.
No. I want to kill the kids. Okay. That Dolph Ziggler film where he's got the bomb strapped to the kid. I was hoping the kid would just die.
You're a lot more extreme than me. I wasn't on board with that. You must remember. That's very true.
Yes, I'm trying to kill all these fucking kids. All right. Here's the thing with these three ninjas. First off, they should have been easily targeted by these henchmen. These henchmen suck. They suck so bad. They should have been able to kill a bunch of people and a bunch of kids as they took the theme park hostage. You know when they turned the little spin wheel up and stuff?
Yeah.
And this goes on for like 20 minutes. The spin wheel is turned up as Medusa is on the phone. Be like, give us the money or you know, this is just going to keep going on. And it keeps going on. And then finally it stops. They're saved or whatever. I just get off and like five people get sick. And that's it. This would have led to multiple deaths. If they like the screws would have come loose, it would have gone all haywire and everything. Multiple people should have been killed in the making of this film, and none were killed. What are we doing?
Complete failure of a motion picture. Complete failure. There is a great henchman scene in here though, where the police arrive and like 400 henchmen are arranged to shoot at these police.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, the henchman, turns and fires, and he is like 7 inches away from the lead policeman. And he sits with his gun in one single position and just unleashes, and not one policeman is felled by these bullets. And the best part is you get a shot of him shooting the gun, you get a shot of them running away, no one's dead. It cuts back and he's just not moving. He's frozen still with this gun firing away and hitting absolutely no one. That is one of the best scenes in this film. It's like just an absolute onslaught of gunfire with not one fake. Nothing happens. It's just him standing still, firing a gun aimlessly. Incredible.
this is a lot of action films of where these trained bad guys just shoot and all of a sudden they can't hit a damn thing. Mm-hmm. And it's always infuriating in these movies. It's up to another level. And yeah. This one, with how bad this gunfire is and no one getting hit by it. How do you make a film where no one just dies? Like, why is no one dying in these films?
I don't know. Hulk should have died in this film. Hulk
he gets knocked out. He gets knocked out like on three different occasions. And there's one, I think like the second time he gets knocked out. The kid is there's another kid who's there. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Yes.
And the kid is it like, rules. Do I?
It rules so much. Yeah.
The kid is like, I thought you were a hero. I guess you really are just a fake, a fake person who can't save us and everything.
He's like, I guess you're a big fat phony loser, yeah, bitch.
That's what he calls
him. Guess you're a loser, aren't you, Hulk Hogan? Take that. My dad told me you sucked. And he's like, yes, I do. Yeah.
I gotta get the exact wording on this. There's gotta be a script for this film. This is what this show has come to, just me reading the scripts for these movies.
He does say phony. It's obviously not as quite
I think
strong
he does right. say phony yeah. as well. Yeah.
He's like, I guess you're the, phony my dad said you were. And he's like, yeah, I am. Just a big old phony. I'm an actor.
Hold on. Let me find this. I'm using an ad blocker. Of course I'm using ad blocker. All your websites suck. I got to use an ad blocker. Let me just read this script. All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan's dead. Okay, the boy, why don't you do something? Are you really a hero or just a phony? Like my dad says, and Hulk Hogan says, it's not that simple. These aren't much good against guns. And the kid's like, I thought so.
Yeah, he does this like heroic thing where he's like, can only use my fist so much against guns, yeah. What he's saying. And the kid's just like, huh, you really do suck. He doesn't say, like, good point, Hulk Hogan. Fists are very useless against guns. He's like, yeah, you lose. I wish your guns. I wasted years of my life watching you, Hulk Hogan. You're a big, fat phony after all, bitch.
This is how Nitro does end in the alternate universe. Hulk Hogan comes out, and he does the rating speech, and he's like, heroes are dead. And then just a little boy comes out, and he's like, Hulk, what are you doing? You're supposed to save WCW. You're a hero. And then Hulk's like, what do you want me to do, brother? The leg just isn't good enough against the machine of the WWF. And the kid's like, I guess you are a phony. Take my vitamins. Say my prayers. This is all bullshit, Hulk. Get out of here. And then he flips him off. He does a Steve Austin and gives him the stunner. And then the kid starts drinking beer. That's how Nitro ends.
Okay, that was tremendous. Your Spanish, that's very good. I think it should have also had Dungeon of Doom standing tall and Kevin Sullivan holding a banner that says, we killed Hulkamania. It's over. Never again. Never to rise again, the Hulkamania. I'm glad you found this funny because that was one of the few, like, it's the way the kid delivered. He sounds so disheartened, right? Oh, yes. You are a big old loser,
The kid's the best actor in this film. That kid is the best actor in this film.
There's a review of this film on the Wikipedia page where someone is like a paid critic is like, it's a sad thing when Hulk Hogan is the most like passionate actor in your movie. And I was like, man, this is going to be bad. That's where I watched it. And it was. It was very, very bad. Yeah, that happens after so they let him loose. And he dresses up as someone, he, like masquerades in a mask to beat someone up. And he punches someone. And then he just gets the shit kicked out of him again and again and again. He's never sold this much in his whole life.
No.
He just gets beat from pillar to post. And he's a big old phony.
Once they save like the theme park, they go, they get transferred to this ship. I still have no idea how they end up on this ship, by the way. But they end up on a ship. And Hogan is there with the kids to again save the world or whatnot, and he takes out like two of the people and he's like, yeah, Dave Dragon style or whatever, and then Medusa comes up behind him and buzzes him in the neck and then he just collapses again.
Yes.
And like that's the end of Hulk Hogan. He's again just dead and down. And by the way, the kids are standing there on this little platform and the bad guys just like never see him. And they're just, it's an easy, like they zoom out and they're like right there and there's like five bad guys and Medusa and they just never think to like literally look 2 feet in the air to see them.
What happened with the money? Do you remember what happened with the money? The money got
spread to everybody.
Why? What did they do to make that happen? I looked down and then it was spread everywhere.
It was on the helicopter. The little girl Amanda's helicopter. She got the money and then it spread everywhere. Yeah. And Medusa was very mad and the theme park owner was very mad. And that was that.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yes.
Best Bellator MMA fight. Hulk or Hager?
Hulk hasn't had one, so Hulk, because all of Hager sucked.
Okay, that's tremendous. Somewhere Jim Ross is like punching his laptop screen. Still talking about the upside, brother. Still waiting. The money is spread. Yes, everyone kicks off.
Drew, send PayPal me whatever your super chat was, and I'll send it. Or yeah, you can tweet Ron and Ronald. Apparently, super chats aren't working for Drew. What are we doing? YouTube? We're trying to get super chats here. You can't be minimizing our fans here.
It's them Twitch rumors, brother. That's what's happening.
That is true. We are moving to Twitch, and YouTube's like, nah, not if I can help it. This is why we're moving. YouTube, you keep capping our cash.
Capping our cash. Take that, YouTube, you big old phony. They fight forever, dude. It is a fight, and then what's her name? Medusa.
Yeah, Medusa.
She cuts the lights out, and it's okay because she's going to give her heels night vision goggle deals, right?
Yeah.
And, like, this is a good plan, unquestionably a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
If two people fight in the dark and one of them can see, they should win the fight. Would you agree with that, Jeremy?
You would think so.
So there I am. I've watched 20 minutes of fighting between these dipshits. And finally, death appears on its way. Finally. These men have swords. They have actual swords. So they don't even have to get close to the person they can see that can't see them. They literally have to just stand there with the sword. Here we go. Where's my hand? And they just have to go like this with a sword. Because they can see the person. It will cut them into a million pieces. Kid dead. Move on. Instead.
No.
Morons just prod them and poke them. And they sort of tap them a little bit with their hands. And the kids eventually rally and use karate or whatever. This was bullshit.
They get like a coin. They have a coin from depressed grandpa. And it's like, I'm always with you. You know, use your ninja powers or whatever. And that can just magically make them see and avoid these swords and all that shit. Again, there's not enough kid killing. They capture Amanda. They strap her next to a bomb. Of course, they save her. Can't just blow up Amanda. The ship blows up. Amanda's not in the ship. I don't know if anybody was actually in the ship. We don't see any body parts flying or anything. It's some weak CGI explosion. We got to kill some kids in these films, Joseph.
Kill some adults. Everyone that falls down has to land on like 8 different pads. Just kill someone.
No, we've got to kill the kids because the adults, they've already had these damn kids. These kids are going to grow up to be adults and then have more kids. If we cut them off at the kids stage right away, no more kids.
This is off the rails. This is insanity, but you're correct. And it's very frustrating when men that can see someone in the dark and have a sword cannot manage to finish the job. Medusa was screwed here by bad co-stars, right? This was the Westbrook comparison you were looking for, Jeremy. This was it. Medusa with these idiots.
This is Medusa's terrible MVP season. She's out here putting up triple doubles. But
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
when she sits for 5 minutes, they get outscored by 30 points.
Seriously, Jeremy, you're fighting a seven-year-old child that knows karate. And I say to you, here's the deal, Jeremy. I'm going to make it pitch black, and you're going to be able to see him, and he won't be able to see you. Oh, also, you have a sword. So you don't have to get near him. You can just stab him with sword. I would like to think you'd be able to close that deal for me, Jeremy Lambert. I would like to think. If I was a good enough planner to set up such a thing, I would like for you to be like, okay, Joe, I will now finish this. No such luck for Medusa. Very sad.
So the ship blows up. We've skipped a ton of this movie. You don't need to actually watch it. All right, folks, don't watch this
film. Nothing happens, though, right? Like, really?
They go on the roller coaster. They kind of battle on the roller coaster. Jennifer almost gets crushed. Once again, kid doesn't die. Shitty-ass movie. And things are fine. Rocky loves Jennifer. Everything's fine. What do you think of these two dorks who were... So Rocky's hanging out with his girlfriend and their friends, and Rocky has to go be with his brothers because they're in trouble, leaving poor Jennifer. Jennifer's still hanging out with her other friend, and these two dorks. One of this kid, his voice was annoying. I would have punched this fucking kid. And he's like, this is my girlfriend now. He's like, stolen her. And Rocky should have whooped his ass and killed him.
Was that a question?
No. I'm just trying to kill some kids, Joseph. All right.
You started as a question. You was asking me a question, and then by the end you was like, just kill everyone. I was like, okay, sure. I have a question. Okay, here we go. Better catchphrase. Hulk or Hager?
What's Hulk's?
I mean, you can go with, you know, let me tell you something, that you could do that deal, you can do take your vitamins, all that bullshit. Or you can do Hager's, I guess Hager's is We the People, right?
I thought Hager's is I'm rock hard right now.
Oh, interesting. That is, yeah, that's a difficult one to split. I don't know. Just pick one.
we'll go with Hulk for brother. Who doesn't like brother. The brothers? Don't work yourself into a shoot, Jabroni Mark. The shoot becomes a work. That tweet is just the catchphrase.
So, to be clear, you have Hulk up free zip on the JK. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we finish this game? I have two more categories.
One drew money and one didn't.
Okay. Fair. I mean, debatable. Bellator's numbers have been through the roof, just saying. But okay, let's finish this. Here we go. Best match with Jim Ross, Hulk or Hager?
Have they both had matches with Jim Ross?
Absolutely not. There's no way Hogan's had a match with Jim Ross.
I'm going to look this up. Has Hulk had a match with Jim Ross?
Hulk's the one I think Hager has, because he was in the Michael Cole deal, right? With Jerry Lawler and all that.
Oh,
nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he like legitimately hurt Jim with an ankle lock.
Oh, yeah. A strap match. Jack Swagger and Michael Cole.
We've got to review it.
Can we just watch that? Can we just watch that right now instead of reviewing the rest of the show?
Listen, man, if I did that while trying to stream a podcast, my internet would explode. My computer would blow up in front of me. Okay. I can barely stay online just talking to you. You want me to be watching strap match?
You don't. You can't like watch it on your phone or anything.
I mean, I could. Let's do that. Okay. When is this? Are we doing a live watch along now?
Yeah, we're gonna just do. It's Extreme Rules 2011. It's 7
pay per view.
Yeah, it was on pay per view. Hold on, I gotta send out a tweet that this is now turned into watching Jack Swagger and Michael Cole against Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler strap match.
Okay, this is very, very fair. I apologize for anyone that came here for hard hitting Three Ninjas analysis. Jeremy, I do have one final category that I'd like to hit before we do this. Better useless technical wrestling exchange that could be GIF 20 years later. Hulk or Hager?
Repeat that.
It's a pretty long one, Jeremy. Better useless technical wrestling exchange that could be GIF 20 years later.
Hager. At least Hulk's technical wrestling like had a point to it, and he was working a limb, brother. Hager just does shit to make you think that he's like good.
Okay, Dr. Tom, let's do this.
Hold on. I gotta send this tweet. This has now turned into what was the match? Hager Cole versus Lawler Ross strap match.
Here we go, folks. I'm sorry, I don't know what's happened.
Podcast.
blame Three Ninjas of bullshit from the High Noon Mountain top. Here we go.
I haven't even pulled this match up yet. You got it all pulled up?
No, I'm just trying to sort of, you know.
Oh, okay.
Try to rev myself up for it.
All right, gotcha. I gotta load it up on the other computer here. And
do we think this is going to be like so bad it's good, or is this going to be inexplicably fun?
I have no idea what this is going to be. I absolutely no idea.
You don't have great memories of it then, no?
No, can't say I have a big memory. I can't even get it to work. I'm just going to pull it up on.
Would you like to know the main event of this show, Jeremy?
Extreme Rules 2011. Yes. Main event was John Cena against Edge.
Against The Miz, against John Morrison.
Oh, that's a main event today.
Biggest match they could book right now. Yeah. John Cena come back.
Who would win that? Do you think they'd put Miz and Morrison over John Cena?
I'm not going there, bro. I was told this morning that apparently like they had to book that match. Well, yes. What would you have done? Maybe not book it. I don't know. Not before. I don't know. This is all Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain Top's fault, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I've got the match. Here we go. Okay. Swagger. You got it pulled up?
Yes. Have you just hit the, like, you know?
Yeah. Match? I just hit the little thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I've done the same. Here we go.
Okay. If you guys want to watch with us, Jake Hager and Michael Cole against Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross in a strap match. Hager is making his entrance now.
I love the idea that someone out there has pulled this up. Like, oh, I can't possibly miss out on such a thing. I think it's adorable that this is a real thing that was booked within the last decade.
Yeah.
Like, yes. A real thing. If we did this in BPW, Jeremy, it would be a new low for us.
We would never book this kind of filth in BPW.
I tend to agree. I do.
Guys, I don't know what's up with the super chats. Again, if you want to PayPal me the money, I will read your comment. I do not know what's going on with the super chats, though. I wish I had an answer because I like getting money, but I don't know what's happening with it.
They're playing politics, brother. We know the deal. Right?
So I think I can read it. It's not a super chat, but is it? Oh, that's. Is this the chat? Is this the message, Ron? Disney has no problems making little kids cry by killing Bambi's mother, but no one killed the theme park. A damn shame. Was that the super chat?
It should be. It's very good.
Yeah, Ron sent that twice and it got blocked out twice. So I'm assuming that's super chat. Yeah, I agree. Look, kill some kids, okay? That's what should happen.
So are we fair to assume that kid killing discussions are not, they're not sort of on brand with YouTube? Is that what we're learning here?
YouTube is not a fan of kid killing.
I can't believe we're watching this damn match. Cole has a microphone in his hand, dude.
Oh, no. Is it bubble wrap?
Yes. Hang on, where are you at in this video? Because have you just seen that, or have you only just paid attention?
No, I just now paid attention.
Okay,
I'm at 49.50.
Okay, I'm actually behind you by a foot. Hang on a second. Okay. I'll skip. Okay, this is called a
country whipping match.
This is one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made.
Can we just skip to like the match? I don't care about Michael Cole's promo.
Okay, we've got to give the people the timestamp though, brother.
Okay, I'll tell you. Dude, he talks forever. Oh my god. I'm hitting the little 10-second gimmick. He's still talking. All right, finally, here comes Jim Ross.
Oh no, Jim.
Jim's ready. He's got his country whipping.
Oh, this is very bad.
Got his Oklahoma jersey on.
Oh god.
All right, we're skipping. Okay. Here comes Lawler. Lawler's got his crown. Jim Ross just threw something in Michael Cole's little bubble or box gimmick.
How dare he? Gimmick.
All right, here we go. We're at 53:25.
Okay. 1 second. Here we go. Oh my goodness.
53:30.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, they actually got to like tag in and out.
Wait, what is this match? Oh, it's not a strap match, right? It's what did you call it?
It's a country whipping match.
Oh.
Jim just slapped Hager in the back with the strap. Lawler is whooping him.
Okay, that ruled. Folks, Jim Ross on the apron just nailed the Jake Hager, the Jack Swagger, I guess, this time, right? Bubble wrap Cole is in.
Yeah, here comes bubble wrap Cole. He's like, I'm very protected here.
Oh, no, this is terrible, isn't it? This is absolutely awful, Jeremy. This is a real thing they booked on pay-per-view.
Why didn't Jim just smack him in the face right then?
Jim restrained himself. This is the worst way
Someone just smack him in the face. He's about to. Lawler's about to, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he just punched him. You have a strap. Just strap him in the face.
Where is Jerry's strap? Interesting.
He
question.
Just dropped it. And now he just picked up Cole's, and he's whooping Cole with it, his own strap. He ripped the bubble wrap off of him. Hager's back in. So Joseph, if you turn the lights out and one man had night vision goggles,
yes,
and the strap, who would win?
Well, apparently it'd be the man that couldn't see his opponent. Apparently that's what I learned today.
Why are they punching each other when they have this strap?
My psychology, brother.
Like Hager is punching him instead of just strapping him.
The thing is, Jeremy, is that Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross have no respect for this business. And they have no intention of making this look legitimate. And it's a disgrace, if you ask me. Look at them here. Oh, no.
Hager has tied Lawler's wrist to the ropes, and he's just stomping away at him. Now he's got another strap. Yeah, whoop him with it.
Jerry's still active, right?
Yeah, still? I think he wrestled like last month.
I mean, all these men are active in their own way. I mean, active, you could probably stretch the definition of that somewhat with a couple of the guys, but... They're around, right? They're in the wrestling
world. Lawler is making the cover up the best he can. He's not. Michael Cole is probably shooting on him with these strap shots here.
Oh, no. See, here's the thing is, like, we're watching this on mute, obviously. I am anyway. I don't know if you've got headphones.
I'm not. Yeah. I've got it. I mean, I'm not really paying attention to commentary, but.
Well, who is on commentary, though?
I hear Booker T.
Of course. Okay. Is the audience as uninterested as they look? Because
yeah, there's no reaction for this match.
I'm watching this on mute, and everyone is just literally sitting with their arms crossed. Like they look so unfazed.
They do not care at all about this match.
Jerry is taking the heat here.
Jerry's getting his ass kicked. Here comes the Hager bomb. And then what he called this move?
Oh,
he moved.
Over.
Make so the hot tag.
Jeremy, I assume this could shape your answer to the question of Hulk or Hager for better Jim Ross match, right?
Yeah, Hogan, because he was smart enough not to work a match with Jim Ross.
How far removed is Swagger from being world champ here? Can't be long. Like a year, 2 years?
Has he won it yet?
Yeah, definitely.
Has
100%.
He?
Because he does it really early and then they decide he sucks. Oh, no, look at this. This is like the Horseman in 86, right, Jeremy? Isolated body bar, brother. Are they building to a Jim Ross hot tag, Jeremy?
I think they are. Okay, he was ECW champion in 2009.
Okay.
And then, he won the title in 2010. So he was about a year and a half removed. Maybe even less than that.
Jeremy, look at the screen.
Yeah, Jim Ross is whooping Jake. As he's got the ankle lock.
Jim Ross roll.
Look at that head movement. This was training him for his MMA fights.
Why did poor Jim Ross always end up in these matches?
Here comes the tag. Jim's holding the tag rope and everything. He respects this business.
Look at Harwood and Wheeler in there.
Oh, there we go. Jim beating him.
Man. Oh, this is bad, guys.
Strapping the ass of Jake Hager. Oh, my God, he's going to put him in the ankle lock.
Jim, the Cowboy Bill.
Tap.
Poor Jim. He's actually like really trying to make this work. Bless him, man. Look at this.
Jake's getting to his feet. Oh, he made the tag to Michael Cole.
Uh-oh.
Michael Cole also holding the tag rope.
Look at Jim.
Jim's pulling. Oh, he's getting. Oh, man. He's untucking the jersey. That's business right there. Oh. He tried to strap him in the face. Poor Jim almost just fell over.
I'm sorry. I've lost it. This is insane. Jim is doing a lot. He's like 60, bless him. He's walking around with this
strap. He's milking the crowd, man.
He's winding his arm up like Muhammad Ali.
The crowd has gone like they were at a 1. They're at a solid 2.5 right now.
He's dancing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, Jim, this is the best match ever. In.
Oh, what a bump. What a
Stan
bump.
Henson. Oh, my goodness, folks. I was wrong. You're going to have to check this match out. This is incredible. Oh, no.
Oh, he's strapping Cole's ass now.
Jim Ross loves us. Oh, goodness. Look at this.
Oh, no.
He's going to pilmanize him with a strap.
He is.
Oh, no. Jim's in trouble.
Hager's in.
Time for Vince to get his laughs. Here we go.
Jim 2-on-1 does not matter.
Jeremy, hot take. This match fucking rules.
This match does rule.
Jim, when Jim doesn't know what to do, he just hits the man.
Oh, no. Don't be the finish. Oh, that fucking roll-up finish.
They suck at finishes, dude.
God damn it.
Hashtag cancel WWE Network.
That's why'd they do that finish in this match?
Where was Jerry? He was useless, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jerry's just on the outside.
Jim Ross, like, when he was in doubt of what to do, just would immediately hit a man on the ass with a strap. Like, and he's just like, who am I hitting? Ref? That was tremendous. That's the most fun I've had watching wrestling in, like, years.
Yes.
Finish, though, brother. Finish, let it down.
This is
where do we go from here?
This is our new gimmick. We're just gonna do watch alongs on this show.
It is funny that the terrible games I come up with lead us to the actual show. Like last week became a Dolph Ziggler show out of nowhere, right? And it was about a Bob Roode game that became a Dolph Ziggler show. Incredible. Wow. I don't know where we go from that though. That was kind of tough to follow up on, right?
JJ gives us a super chat. My mind is blown. I want Jim to do a dive. Thought Nash versus Triple H from TLC later in the year was the dirt worst. This match ruled, JJ. What are we talking about here? This match was great. Everyone should watch this match. What was your star rating on this match? Oh, Joseph is being talked to by someone else.
We're on live on YouTube. People are watching. People go, are you live? YouTube it, pal. What are you doing here? Bullshit. Okay. What did you ask me, Jeremy?
What was your star rating on this match?
4.25. The finish knocks it down.
That's fair.
I think if I watch it with sound, well, I think there's a chance it goes up to 4.5. Right? That's fair.
I was going 4.5 just based on like the half a star is just the finish. Like if that finish is better. This is a 5-star classic.
I agree. I mean, I think the thing is, Jeremy, is when you have a rising baby face like Jerry Lawler, you want to make him look better than they did here, right? He looked a little bit foolish, and we don't like when baby faces are made to look foolish. In fairness, I thought they maintained Jim's dignity much more than I expected them to. Would you agree with that much, at least? I thought it would be worse.
When Hager grabbed him and you were like, oh, this is time for Vince to get his laughs, I was like, yeah, they're going to embarrass this poor man. And he got the low blow Hager. And he just lost off that shitty roll-up. But I fully expected Jim to get all his clothes ripped off, strapped all the shit, and then who knows. Like, honestly, I expect him to strip off the pants and down to the tighty-whities and strap him to shit. But didn't happen. Jim was the star of this match, honestly.
Jim once had like a street fight with Eric Bischoff, and not that wasn't enough, so he had to blade. That's that picture I always use of Jim. Yeah. He just come. So this was really unscathed for Jim. No blood, no disrobing, so to speak. This was a good showing for Jim. He's got a future, I think, in this business.
Yeah.
What do we do now? We've reviewed Three Ninjas and we've gone to a Jim Ross. It makes no sense to go from that to that, right? If you write this in the description, I'm like, why? How?
You started a game called Hulk and Hager, and then fair. Fair.
But if you just think logically, I should never have done that game. That would have never led us any, you know, we'd have been done at 20 minutes, right? So what are we going to do?
The games have completely saved these podcasts because most of these movies just suck and we're done with them.
Apparently not. People don't even know I'm live. They just sort of, I'm live, pal.
What do they think you're doing? Even if you're not live, like you're in the middle of recording something.
Yes. This is big time. That was like, you know, when the TNA used to always manage to get people in shots that they weren't supposed to be there. There's one where like Pritchard just walks in and is like, oh, we're doing a TV show. I'm booking it. Okay. That's what that was like. I don't know, Jeremy. You can't get the staff these days. This is why I'm retiring, folks. Okay. I'm sitting here. I've watched 12 Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain Top. Okay. I've watched, what was the dipshit's name? What was the little kid's name?
Rocky Colt Tum Tum.
Tum Tum. He couldn't speak, bless him. I put up with that. I do all of this because I'm a professional. My internet connection hasn't even been a problem today. I pull up a Jim Ross match and then the powers that be begin to destroy our program internally. And you wonder why I'm retiring, Joel Pearl. Do you want this kind of misery? Do you want this kind of doom? I don't anymore. I'm done. It's finished. But I guess what we're watching next week, because I'm doing one more week of this show, Jeremy.
I hope it's what I think it is. If it's not, I'm calling an audible.
Hang on. Be okay. Very careful.
Okay.
Are you expecting an album?
No.
Good. Okay. I thought you was going Swift approach. Okay.
No. We should review that, but no, that's not
there what... is only one way to celebrate Christmas for us, yes. Right?
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. I'm pretty sure we're on the same page here.
Yes. And that page is a 20-minute sitcom episode that we can get for a very... Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Next week, the big show's show of shows show, the Christmas special we've all been waiting for. It is the last ever episode of the show that started this program, this podcast. Yes. I mean, this edition of this terrible podcast we do was from the big show, which ironically... I went viral with because I tweeted a picture of Jim Ross bleeding as my response to it, which is worth noting after what we just watched. That is next week. Why is it next week? Okay, well, I'll give you two answers. You want the on-screen answer, I'll give it to you. It's Christmas. We want to do something Christmas. Granted, our Christmas is in early July, but still, we want to do Christmas, okay? You want my real answer? It's because it's Christmas, and that means it's saying it's 20 minutes long that I can watch without paying any attention, and then come on here, and we're going to live watch big show matches. That's what I'm saying, okay? Whatever one of those answers works better for your super chat motivation, pick it and run with it.
JJ says, actually turned out great. Change my mind. Yes, JJ.
Yes.
That was a great match. It was a classic.
Jim Ross can work. No dives needed.
It wasn't even close.
Honestly, could make a real debate about that. Like, I can kind of go with that. The match was at its best when Jim Ross was doing Jim Ross things.
Is the Big Show gimmick only... 20 minutes?
Oh, no, you're not telling me it's longer. Please, Jeremy.
So here's the thing. Because it's like a crossover thing, I feel like I'm gonna look this up right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're watching 20 minutes of it.
I'm just letting you know. Oh, my God. The challenge is on. Shut up. I don't want this sound. The challenge is now on Netflix.
Okay.
Girlfriend, if you're watching, you have homework to do.
Shouldn't be watching this terrible show.
I watch this show.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I've got the Big Show. Big Show gimmick pulled up here. The Big Christmas. Netflix. All right, it's 25 minutes. Yeah, that was a close one. It really was.
Ourselves in for an hour of the Big Show's show.
I was very concerned. I was very concerned.
Oh, God. What are we going to do? Are we going to talk about that show? Are we going to watch Jim Ross matches? Should we book in now that we're doing a Jim Ross, Eric Bischoff watch-along next week? Or is that too far?
No, we can do that. Why not?
I mean, the Big Show's show. Have
matches with Jim Ross?
Probably. That's the biggest. The answer is probably. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Jim Ross's history again and see.
Here's the thing. We reviewed like 8 episodes of the Big Show's show in about 45 minutes when this show began. this is one episode. You know, content-wise, it could be tough.
It doesn't look like Jim Ross had a match with the Big Show, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do retro matches on the podcast.
Yeah, then our schedule got all screwed up, so.
What was the match we were supposed to do?
The Melina trilogy. Melina and... Alicia Fox trilogy?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeremy. We never did that yet. Okay, look, I'm expecting that about the 12-minute mark of next week's podcast, Jeremy and I are going to be like, anyway, Jim Ross, Eric Bischoff, let's go.
What's your rating for three
one.
Ninjas?
One.
Okay, hold on.
Seven Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain Top sucks.
There wasn't even like good Hulk Hogan content to talk about.
Traveling in the Hair, which I've seen on WCW, so I didn't even need this for the hair.
There's the hair and him being a phony. That was the best scene, though. That was a great scene.
It was funny for us because we're doing a podcast and we're trying to think of how we're going to make this entertaining. A normal person would be like, oh, it's another bad scene in a terrible film. We've finished, Jeremy. Our minds have been changed forever by this thing, okay? We will never be sane again. We've broken. We're off the track. We just did a movie podcast in which we included live commentary, play-by-play, blow-by-blow, of Jim Ross wrestling. So much so here that my brother hears it and thinks there's no way they're actually broadcasting this to people. He's clearly not live. That's how far gone we are. People hear this show in real life, inches away, and they say, must be done with the actual film review. He's talking about Jim Ross. Nope. It's what this show is. Here we are, Jeremy. Accept it. Except this is what this show is. It's a mess. It is not the first take sports style presentation we were looking for, okay? It's a film review calamity program. That's what it is.
I'm giving this film 2 stars for nostalgia.
It's 2 stars.
Strictly based on nostalgia. I love the original Three Ninjas. Okay, Joseph?
This isn't the original, though. This is Four Ninjas.
There was still some nostalgia. All the Ayaz, they brought me back.
High Noon, Mountaintop. Come on.
You know what? Half star. You sold it.
There you go. I'm going to rate this on my letterbox, you know. This film deserves my burial on public form. Here we go. I'm doing this live on air, Jeremy. I've had enough. What's this shit called?
Three Ninjas. High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Three Ninjas. Okay, I'm intrigued now. The first one of these films has got a 2.5 out of 5. High Noon has got a 1.6. I give this 0.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Take that, Hulk Hogan. Someone's going to find my letterbox and be like, he's rated all the classic movies as well as like 25 wrestler films. Odd. What a weird guy. Yes. Very weird guy.
What are we plugging? What are we doing? What do you have this week, Joseph? You have features. 2 features.
Does it matter? Is there any need for us to continue pretending that I'm some sort of writer around here? Do you have to keep masquerading as though I'm some sort of storyteller or craftsman? You know, the wordsmith, you know, all that good fun we used to have back. It's finished. It's done. It's a clown show, okay? We're the clowns. This is the circus. Fightful.com is a circus. We are the clowns, okay? We are the thing, Bray Wyatt. We are Doink.
Like, let's not be mean to us, okay?
Okay.
Let's not be
fair.
Mean.
Yeah. But I am a clown. I am the Fiend Bray Wyatt. And I do not expect anyone.
Do you have a fiend mask?
You know the answer to that is no, and I would be ashamed of myself if I did, even for podcast content. Too much. Okay?
Think they're too much?
Yes, very much so.
I will buy you one for the bit.
For the bit, like it's an ongoing thing. Okay, look. Well, if you want to take me seriously as a wrestling takesman, I have 2 features this week, Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. I will not have any issue with you disregarding these, discarding them, dismissing them.
$200. Look, the bid ain't worth it that much.
There you go. Exactly. You don't have to take me seriously, but if you would like to, those features will be out this
week. Wait, there's a plastic one for $10.
Okay.
It looks god-awful. I'm going to buy this for you, Joseph.
Great. Awesome. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm going to buy you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I've got a Fiend Bray Wyatt mask coming to me.
Can I take a picture of this to, can I put it on screen here? Hold on.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Just when you think we've bottomed out and we can't get any worse. Here we go.
All right, keep doing your plug. I can put this on screen.
I have more to plug, you say.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Do you?
Follow me on the Twitter, at Joe Holbert, no five. Wrestling with Takes for the weekly column stuff that no one reads. Fightful.com for the features that people pretend to read. The Distraction Podcast for what I am now known for, which is, let me repeat, the clown show.
You ready? Fightful. You ready for the mask? Oh, it's so small. Hold on.
It looked very, very bad. Jeremy, I saw it in the corner of the screen. It looked very, very bad.
I think I can do it as like an overlay.
Oh, so great. It
becomes larger.
Great.
Okay, here we go. There we go. That's all right. Look at that thing.
That's terrible.
It's
absolutely
god
terrible.
Awful.
Man.
It's 10 I wonder, bucks.
Yeah. What are we doing? Why are we promoting the thing merchandise on this stupid, this mess, this calamity? I don't know. That's it. That's all I've got. Okay. Two features. If you want to pretend that I still care, they'll be
all right, everybody. We'll be back Thursday, allegedly talking wrestling. I have no idea. Next week, we're doing the Christmas review for the big show. And then Thursday, we're doing a Q&A. It's not going to be live. If you go to my Twitter, at JeremyLambert88, my pinned tweet, give us questions. We might answer them. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're leaving, like, what's your favorite match? What's your top five shit? My answer is going to be very bad. I'm not good at that stuff. Don't ask me for my favorite shit.
So we're not prepping then? You're not sending the... Oh, no. God. Okay.
Yeah, it's all just top of the dome, Joseph. Top of the dome.
Okay. That's always served us so well so far, right? Here we are.
The only favorites I can give you is my favorite co-host and my favorite person on Twitter. Otherwise, I can't give you any favorites, all right? So
I wouldn't say that'd be a bit generous to O'Neill, I feel. I don't think you should be your favorite person on Twitter or your favorite co-host. But
he's not.
I mean, it'd be nice. I understand. I get it.
He's not.
The Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, that's my favorite person on Twitter. All right, everybody. We're wrapping up. We're out. We'll talk to everybody on Thursday. Goodbye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.